from Hollywood. Ed McMahon, it's The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. Theme song from one of the greatest television shows of all time, considered the greatest late night TV show of all time, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, which, if you have not heard, is coming back to late night TV. Full episodes. You'll be able to see them on our sister nostalgia station, Antenna TV, which is over the air, free on digital, channel 9.2. It's also on cable channels around the Chicago area. Some satellite systems don't have it. As I say, it's over the air, free on digital 9.2. So everybody will be able to see the full episodes of Carson starting weeknights at 10 o'clock on Antenna TV. We're very, very excited to bring these to you. We've been doing a series of special reports on WGN TV this week with some of the old clips, some of the old memories. And as a matter of fact, in addition to the stories that we did this past week, we have got a half-hour special that is going to be running that I'll tell you about in just a couple of minutes. A full half-hour special with people like Jay Leno remembering Johnny Carson and Bob Newhart remembering Johnny Carson. The great Ted Koppel, news legend Ted Koppel, talking about Johnny Carson, and Joan Embry. Remember Joan Embry, who used to bring the animals on Johnny Carson, talking about Carson? Comedian Louis Anderson, Tom Dreesen. We've gone back and caught up with a lot of people, but the one that we were most excited, honestly, to talk with was a guy who was part of the Tonight Show magic himself, the great Doc Severinsen, who from 1967 until Johnny retired in 1992, I was the band leader of that fantastic NBC orchestra that would play Johnny's theme song every night and would play all of this fantastic music. Doc is now 88 years old. He still is active. He still goes out and plays with different jazz orchestras. He just recently played at the Hollywood Bowl in the Los Angeles area. It was recently here in this area and played with the College of DuPage Jazz Orchestra. He says they are fantastic. He wants to tour with them, he told me. So he's still very, very active. And as you will hear, still, very, very much with it and has some great memories about his old boss and the time that he spent on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Well, I was just very happy to be a member of the band. And then Skitch decided he wanted to do something different. And I think a lot of people felt like that I'd been groomed to sort of step up, but it didn't happen that way. And one day, Stan Irwin, who was producing the show at that time, came up to me. I'll never forget, it was in Baltimore. And he said, Johnny's been talking to me, and he's not happy with the way it's going with the band on the show. And we'd like to have you come back. Would you do it? I said, are you kidding? Of course I'll do it. And that was how it happened.
For The Tonight Show.
So Johnny, the way he wasn't happy with the chemistry, whatever it was.
That was exactly
in,
it.
In his early days.
Milton DeLugge was the band leader. Milton is a sweetheart of a guy and had a lot of experience in things like that. But, Johnny wanted to have me there. And so I remember when they said that, Johnny said, you're on your own with NBC. You'll be working for them, so you got to work out your contract with them and all, but you'll be doing a show, and that's it.
What do you think that chemistry was that he saw in you that became so famous?
I don't really know, but it was more instinct, I think, than anything. He was very sensitive to the idea of not being just solitary. He wanted to have an Ed and a Doc. Styled somewhat after what Jack Benny had done. Because he was a huge admirer of Jack Benny.
Yeah.
You could see it in his mannerisms.
Yeah.
And so he wanted the person who was the announcer or the person who was the band leader. Okay, that's fine. You're the band leader, but you got to do. You got to be more. And I think that's what that was about.
So he wanted you know, an interesting ensemble around him, characters.
It was a family.
Was that something that he said? I want you to be so and so, and I want I want you to be. It was all organic.
Never a discussion about it.
Really. He never said, I want you to do this, I want you to dress a certain way, I want you to...
No.
That was... How did
all
that start?
Well, when I took over the band, I thought, well, what'll I wear? You know, at some point, I said, I can't just show up in a dark blue suit. That's what the guys in the band wear. And the band was styled after what the big bands had been, and Tommy Dorsey wore a different outfit than the guys in his band. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, I better go out and buy a decent couple of suits. And I did. And then on the way back, I was walking down Madison Avenue, and there was a store called Bara, B-A-R-A, I think. And they had these outlandish ties in the window. And I'm a bit of an extrovert, I'm an introvert, but sometimes you have the fixations of an extrovert. And so I bought half a dozen of the ties. I just put it on, went out that night, and Johnny, he walked out. Where did you get that tie? And had numerous things to say about it. And, you know, that's how it really started.
And your chemistry with him, your camaraderie with him, he would, you know, he'd fire a line at you. You'd either shoot a look back at him, raise your eyebrow, have one or two words, a sentence, something. I mean, you guys just knew how to interact with each other.
Johnny knew.
Johnny knew.
Yes, Johnny was a master creator. You know, we all had our own personalities, but he knew how to manage our personalities.
Was he a good guy to work for? I mean, I can see your respect and your admiration and your love for him, just by the way that you talk about him. Was he a good boss?
Yes. He was largely, while he was hands-on about some things, certainly with the writing and the show and all that, because he was a writer himself. That's where he started. But he never told me what to play or anything like that. Until if you played a tune he didn't like, you played it about the 10th time, there'd be a note. And so... You know, in that way, he would let you know. But he was not a meddler.
Yeah.
He let us do all.
He let you be creative. So all the interactions that we saw, all of the chemistry, the back and forth, both as the band leader, but also when you would fill in for Ed as the announcer and be, you know, on the couch with him and, you know, doing that first segment with him. That was all just off the cuff. Huh?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Did you know what he was going to bring up? Did you know nothing? You just really went out there and winged it with him.
You had to pay attention.
Yeah.
And if I was standing over in front of the band and not in Ed's place, if I was over in my place in front of the band, while he's doing all of this, I'm glued on him. Because, you know, what worse thing could happen than he all of a sudden you realize he's talking to you. What? And he says, you know, and if you weren't paying attention,
yeah.
That'd be pretty embarrassing right. in front of a few million people.
Right. Coming up in just a minute, Doc's favorite moment with Johnny Carson as the King of Late Night returns to Antenna TV weeknights at 10 beginning January 1st on our sister nostalgia station, Antenna TV. More with Doc Severinsen when we come back on WGN. It's 11:53 on WGN. More of our conversation with the legendary Doc Severinsen as Johnny Carson returns to Late Night TV on Antenna TV, our sister nostalgia network, digital 9.2 over the air on a cable channel near you. We've got a special, a half-hour special on Johnny Carson that will be on WGN-TV Christmas Day at 4:30 in the afternoon, and also on Saturday, the 26th, it'll be repeated at 11:30. It's actually going to be on quite a few times. Christmas Day at 4:30, the 26th at 11:30 p.m., and then Friday, January 1st at 11:30 p.m. It'll also be on at 9:30 p.m. on Antenna TV just before Johnny Carson returns, which will be weeknights at 10 p.m. on Antenna TV. You got all that straight? Better person than I am if you can figure it out. Go to antennatv.tv for more information, or WGNTV.com, and we've got it all for you. So after these thousands of shows that Doc Severinsen did with Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, we wondered if there was a special one. And as he told us in our one-on-one interview, there was.
The Thanksgiving thing, which was real. I mean, we didn't talk about that. I was filling in for Ed, and it was Thanksgiving. And I was without wife, and I was looking for, well, the show's going to be over pretty soon. What am I going to do for Thanksgiving dinner? There was a holiday happening, and I didn't feel like I was being included in it because I wasn't. And it might have been my own fault, but he asked, innocently, well, what do you got on for Thanksgiving? And then and it just kind of went from there.
Come over there. Would you like to come to the house? And this is the first time you've ever asked.
Well, you made me feel so guilty.
I mean, you, when you ask an employee in front of 15 million people, do you want to come to the house for Thanksgiving dinner? What am I going to say? No. You know what I say? I say, yes, Mr. Carson, I love it.
Can you come?
No.
While he was talking, he was speaking in the moment, and his mind was writing the next paragraph. Now, that sounds impossible, but it's true.
You must have loved that Johnny loved music so much. And just dug.
Well, yes, it did, you know, because I've worked on plenty of shows where the stars who were actually there in a more musical capacity didn't know or didn't care that much the way Johnny did. Johnny loved big band music. And so it gave us parameters for what we did.
What do you think made Johnny the best of all time?
Class. He was extremely bright. I think when he went to University of Nebraska, he majored in logic, not what you'd expect at all. And boy, I want to tell you, if you got it, you know, just in a playful way, we'd have arguments about things, and. Okay, you want to take that side? All right, I'll take this side. And he'd just chop you to bits. And he loved Carl Sagan and things like that. But he realized that he could only do so much of that. But
do you think there was some kind of, you know, maybe because he was from Nebraska, that he, you know, came from the middle of the country, not either of the coasts of the country, that there was a special relatable quality to Johnny that
absolutely
nobody else could touch?
Absolutely, but the basis of his personality and his style was class. I mean, he was class personified. You don't have to even describe how he was classy, but he just was. And that was why Dolly Parton came on that night with half of her chest hanging out in front of the American public. And Johnny just sits there and looks at her. And she was aware of what was going on, and she kind of called him on it. Johnny, what are you doing? He says, I'd give a year's wages to see in there. And, you know, it wasn't a leering kind of thing, yeah. But he was saying whatever man in the world was thinking.
Exactly. What about Stump the Band? I mean, that was such a signature and classic fun.
Yeah, that was.
Did you love that?
Sure. We never knew what was going to happen with that, ever. And we had guys in the band that one of the reasons they were there is that they could contribute to something like that. Hmm. And Johnny at the first did something like that on Who Do You Trust? They were running short of time. He had to go up in the audience and talk to people. So the same thing happened at the Tonight Show. Oh, my God. We got another 10 minutes to go and nothing to go there with. So they took a break, and Johnny just went up in the audience and started talking to people. And that's how Stump the Band was started.
And it became one of the signature things. So when you guys did that, it's just exactly the way that we saw it. You didn't know that somebody was going to say this.
No.
You had no preparation.
Absolutely. You never knew what was going to happen, that's for sure.
What were your favorite episodes? Everyone's got their favorite Tonight Show episodes, their favorite moments, their favorite guests.
I can't say.
Is it too hard to pick? Is there too many?
Yeah, it's, you know, thousands of shows. when the show ended for us, and I look back on it, I kind of asked myself that question and thought, what was my favorite thing about the Tonight Show? And it was every night when I said, okay, theme. And bam, I give the band a downbeat, and we play that theme song. And then Johnny would be filled with energy, and you could see the curtain didn't just open a little bit, and he'd kind of ooze out. Bam, he hit the hit and walk out there. And it was that moment that he'd step out in front of that beat up old curtain, and that was something I appreciated a lot. And for a long time after we were no longer doing the show, that was the thing I missed.
Johnny Carson returning to Late Night TV weeknights at 10 p.m. on Antenna TV. And don't forget, watch for my half hour Johnny Carson special Christmas Day, 4:30 in the afternoon, the day after Christmas at 11:30 p.m., and then New Year's Day at 12:30 p.m. Johnny Carson returns. And so do we with news next on WGN.